This episode of D20 Dames is sponsored by Norse Foundry. By now, you've probably heard a dame or two talk about Norse Foundry's amazing metal dice and metal chainmail dice bags, but they also work in fine stones as well. They have dice sets in something called white howlite that'll look like a marble statue coming to crush your foes when rolling for damage. From Cat's Eye to Dalmatian Jasper, these dice can match that new character you've been waiting to play, or to match my newest kid the dames have charged me with. All I know is Norse Foundry recently posted a picture on their Instagram of the opalite dice catching the late afternoon sun, and I need them. Foundry smelt metal, but how did they capture rainbows into dice? I don't know, it's too beautiful. So become a dice dragon yourself with a new hoard of gorgeous gemstone dice. Save 15% at checkout when you use our discount code D20Dames over at norsefoundry.com.
Hey listeners, this is Kat Kruger, your dungeon master and bringer of nightmares. Just kidding, unless your name is Rose. If you're caught up, you'll know that season 2 has seen a lot of drama unfold, with the Raven Queen setting sights on the dames and their loved ones. The dynamics of the adventuring party has also changed, with the introduction of Riot's found sister Karen, and the addition of Lariah, an Earth Genasi druid from Waterdeep. The dames have left Phandalin and are heading to the big city to find more information that will help on their respective quests. In this episode, they arrive at the small town of Amvale for a short rest. Let's see what misadventure awaits them there. Before we pick up again, let's go around and see who's at the table.
Hi, I'm Maris Mullaly. I'm a creative producer on Magic the Gathering, and you can find me online as Fabric Alchemist. But I am here tonight to play Rose Lau, a human monk from Shulung.
Hi, my name is Jen Vaughn, and I'm a cartoonist and narrative game designer at Haunted Vault Studios. I'm also on the internet at The Jenya. You can find me playing here as Riot Boneserker, the Tiefling Ranger. Thanks for not laughing at my intro.
I thought about it.
Giggle.
Hi, I'm Jess Ross. I'm a teacher and editor and the lead editor over at BTA Podcasts. And you can find me online at WriteJessR. And I play Lariah, the... Oh, geez. I play Lariah, the Genasi Druid.
Hi, I'm Brittany Leonagay. I am the producer here at D20 Dames, and I also occasionally play NPCs. Currently, I'm playing Karen Boneserker, Riot's sister. She is a... who even knows anymore? I literally don't remember. She is a wood elf barbarian Lothari.
Yes.
She's all of those things. I promise. Don't fact check me.
She is amazing.
Hi, I am Kat Kruger. I am the DM here at D20 Dames. I'm also chief wordsmith at Steampunk Unicorn Studio, where I do freelance writing for gaming and entertainment clients. You can find me online at Kat Kruger. So you part ways with the woodcutters, who are suitably impressed by your talking shrub. They make promises to plant 3 saplings for every full-grown tree they've harvested before winding down for the season.
Whoa, that's better than the mm-hmm. 2.
They
kind of makes you wonder if they were not doing the 2 before and they're trying to make up for it.
Or maybe we're just that impressive and mm-hmm. we've inspired yeah. them.
Heck yeah.
You are about to make the rest of your journey to Amvale, and you do so without any further skirmishes. Riot and Lariah, you in particular, can't help but feel it's on account of the blessing that you received from Maliki. So you are able to, you know, head through Westwood without any further bandit activity or barbarians, and eventually you make your way out and see a small town ahead, just past a bunch of stands of dark duskwood and spruce trees.
Karen will kind of edge closer to Lariah and
kind of give her a little elbow and say, Lara, so what are we talking about here in Anfield? Like, we got how many bars, how many people, how many, like, talkative people?
How many bars? How many cheesemongers?
Yeah, what's, like, the...
How many wine sommeliers? What's
the food-to-people ratio? No, no, no. What's the squirrel-to-people ratio in Anfield?
Well, I can't speak specifically to the squirrels, but there's a pretty good tavern where I visited last time I came through here on my way through to Halfway. Pretty good little place, Staghorn Flagon. It's a, I don't know, smallish town. About 700 people, I would estimate.
Wow. Are you the census taker? Like, that was, just pulled it right off the dome, huh? It's on the sign wall.
Yeah, did you not see that Amphale population 700? That's what I was talking about.
What's the primary, like, export import in town, too?
Oh,
like,
that's not on the sign.
What's good? What are we gonna, oh, okay. I was just wondering, like, what we're going to be overcharged for, because, you know, you can only save so many people and, you know, shell out so many coins for somebody's squirrel problem.
Do we see any people yet? How well are they dressed?
You're still on the edge of town.
Okay.
You can see the small town ahead, just past the trees here.
Rose, I like that you're going to, like, or Maris, that you're going to shake them down with your hands.
No. Just trying to assess who we're dealing with, just like some tailors can estimate how much you're going to be able to pay based on your underwear.
Oh.
I can tell you there are a lot of farms. That's
That's just one pair of britches per week.
Yep. And maybe I can make us a little bit of coin mending some things here.
Yeah, from britches to riches. The Rose Lau story.
If I ever open a store.
Riot, I don't want to, you know, embarrass you when we're in town, so I'm just going to be straight with you. I'm not going to Amphale. I'm going to take a little detour, some nice spruce trees right along this path here, and I'm just going to camp out. I'm feeling a little overwhelmed with all the socializing. I don't know. Is that cool? I can meet up with you as soon as you leave town.
You're not going to leave, though, right? You're going to stay in the perimeter?
No, I'm not leaving. I'm not going to leave you. We are going to Daggerford. So, I mean, don't get your hopes up. I know you want to go to Waterdeep and gamble with the, the Hoosie What's-Its. And, I don't know. Hey, listen, I'll meet you tomorrow? I don't know. Whenever you guys leave Amphale, I'll be there, and I just need some me time, and I need some squirrel time, and you know how it is.
Oh no, I understand. Just, you know.
I don't.
Just making sure.
Why the squirrels?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was this a conversation over other people? Riot had her wings around both their faces.
And then Rose just, like, pops her head into the circle.
Did someone say squirrels?
Hey, we were just talking about how Karen's gonna, you know, take a couple days out here. She needs to do her meditation.
Oh, totally.
You know, got chill. That. Yeah, but she's definitely not leaving us.
I'm not leaving. You have my word. You have my promise. I'm not leaving. I'll be right outside town.
Riot kind of toes the ground and kicks a little rock.
Okay.
Oh, could you just tell her to stay?
No. I'm not. Listen, we've never been, like, allowed to run around and be free, sort of. I'm not going to tell her to stay. So she said she was going to be there waiting for us, so I trust her. Or I believe in her. Both of them, actually. I don't know why.
Well, thank you.
Karen.
Hey, Lorai, did you have an opinion?
Oh, well, if Lorai asked me to stay, I might.
Oh. I mean, if she wants to, if being around so many people has been overwhelming, then it makes sense that you'd want a break.
Yeah, I think, well, it'll be cool. And we do our little, like, sister-sister handshake.
And then you hear some chittering squirrels in the tree line that catch Karen's attention.
Oh, that call is for me.
May you feast well, Gordo y Yano.
I read that in a book somewhere. Spanish?
Is there like a map or anything that Lorea can give Karen to be like, this is where we'll be on the other side of town? Or I guess we can just come back to this part of town to meet her when we're done. I don't know.
Or you can go to the, like, there should be like a on the other side of town, there'll be another, like, the road.
Yeah, I'll basically
the single solitary. Yeah,
no, I'll meet you.
Sorry, it's too deep. It's too deep into the role play.
I'll meet you guys in the south road, heading out of Amphill. I'll just, you know, again, it's just a detour. I'll just go around the town. I'm sure it's a nice place. Listen, this, don't let people know you were with someone who didn't want to. Just don't. This isn't. I don't want to make a bad name for myself here. This isn't the time for me. And I just, you know, I'll meet you in a few days. South Road. Yeah.
We'll plan to meet in a few days. If we think we'll be held up longer, we'll leave a message for you so that you know.
Great. I mean, if you just like tie a ribbon around a squirrel, it'll probably find its way to me. They always do.
And she walks away into the woods.
Rose is really concerned and confused by all this squirrel talk. But she just shrugs her shoulders and follows Riot.
All right. So you head down the path, and you the forest sort of clears away, and you arrive at a very picturesque town. Pausing to take in the scene. There's rolling fields of wheat that undulate in the light breeze. Vineyards and orchards stretch for miles while cattle and horses roam within the confines of quaint ranches. And then as you enter the main square, a gust of wind brings with it the distinct, unpleasant scent of manure, along with the sound of two raised voices. Riot, from your backpack, you hear your little shrub say,
"Ah, there's nothing quite like the smell of fertilizer in the morning."
Yeah, buddy, you wanna take a walk?
And by buddy, that's not your name. That was a nickname, colloquialism. Actually, do you wanna go catch a whiff?
Oh, if you don't mind me running off for a bit. I mean, you didn't mind your sister
all.
Running off, so ta.
Okay, well,
gone. You see him like heading towards like a field that has a lot of manure in it, and start rolling around in it.
That's an observant shrub.
I didn't know they had olfactory senses, I'm gonna be honest, so I'm very impressed now that he was able to smell that.
In the town square, you see two human males and they're in a heated argument.
About?
Well, we don't know them or owe them anything, so let's keep walking.
Does Lorea recognize either of them?
You think that one of them is one of the town guards. He's certainly dressed as one. And the other, you're not familiar with, but he looks like one of the local ranchers. They are arguing as you enter the square. And the guard says, "Well, we've impounded your cow, and that's that." And then he just sort of storms off, leaving the man standing completely dumbfounded and slack-jawed.
They beat your cow?
Impounded.
Impounded. It's like they jailed
him.
Or her.
Why did they jail your cow?
He looks over at you, and he just shakes his head. He's like, "That cow's my livelihood. I just purchased it at auction just 4 days ago."
Well, that doesn't really answer why, but thanks for the additional information.
Do you have a receipt?
Well, I have a bill of sale from the auction, but, well, here you go. Truth be told, every night since it was auctioned off to me, that cow has... Son of a gun, it's run amok among the fields, eaten grapes from the vineyards. And the house Amakel, they gave me one warning, another warning. After the third warning, they called the town guard, and now they gone impounded my cow and levied a fine of 500 dragons, which I surely cannot pay. I only paid 25 dragons for that there cow. I knew it was too good of a deal to pass up.
What's the conversion of dragons to gold pieces? It sounds like a lot, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, you ain't from around here, are you? Dragons, what we call gold pieces.
That is a lot of money.
It sure is.
Right. Riot's face is like very... That's so many lost kids. Oh my gosh.
Have you had any trouble with House Amakel before now?
Oh, no. House Amakel, they're mighty fine landlords, if I do say so myself, but... I bought that dang cow off the newcomers what come in here, and I should have known better. I was warned, but it was the only bull they had, and I was looking to, you know, sire some young cows for my ranch, and 25 dragons, and it's all gone. Say, you look like adventuring types, You want to help out a rancher?
Well, how about first you tell us more about these newcomers?
That there's the Hamzar family. They bought up the old Baldosker ranch a little while ago, selling off their cows, and 'cause rumor has it that They're looking to train and breed some wilder animals.
Wilder animals? Like, never been seen before? Rough and ready? Like, junkyard bruisers? Like, what are we talking about here?
Nobody quite knows. There's a lot of rumor going around town. Some say it's lizards. Others say it's drakes. I don't know. It sounds like a whole bunch of foolishness to me. Maybe they're just talking about wild horses for all we know.
Jeez, well, Riot looks at the other two. Do you want to help him? She kind of murmurs out of the side of her mouth. Sorry, do you want to help him?
Sure.
I'll be honest. I ain't got much, but... You know, I can scrape together some dragons, and, you know, I ain't into horse ranching so much, but I do have a family heirloom that's a special saddle that I'd be willing to part ways with if you were able to help me out, either by, I don't know, finding reason with House Amakel, or, I don't know, talking to the Hamzars. I just don't know what to do. It's that's my livelihood.
Yeah, there seems to be a number of questions to answer. Why does your cow wander? Why did they want to get rid of the cows?
Wait, what? Is this a milk cow?
A bull.
You just said it was your...
It's a bull, yeah.
So wait, how are you making money off it again?
Baby cows.
That's exactly right.
Right, looks like narrows her eyes. Oh, right, okay. Sorry, I was accessing that book in my mind. Okay. A lot of pictures in it. All right, well, I think you've got yourself some adventures.
Well, Lorai kind of holds a hand up. Listen, we'll do what we can, but I don't know that we can make any promises.
Well, sure. I appreciate any...
I feel like Rose is already shaking her head and saying, we'll get him, please.
Signed a contract and everything.
already embroidered his name on the contract.
Listen, I'm helping Rose, okay, Loria? Either you're in or out.
It's not that I don't want to help. It's just that if there's something big going on here, House Amakil owns half this town. If they're into something, there's only so much we can do.
Well, I don't mean to make any trouble, because like I said, they're good landlords. I don't understand why this cow keeps going running amok. Say, how about I buy you around at the flagon.
Like before? You want to get us like sauce before we do this?
Well, heck, I don't got no work to do right now. I was expecting to, you know, bring that cow back home.
What time of day is it, Kat?
It's like midday.
It's prime clue finding time.
Yeah, maybe we should go ask around for a bit and then meet you at the tavern later.
This one can't see clues in the dark. And she's pointing to Rose.
I'm sorry, what?
Are you still signing my contract?
No. I think I've gotten better at lighting things.
No, very true, very true. I'm just saying it's noon. I mean, not to judge anyone. Also, it's clearly a half day for you, sir.
Also, did we get this guy's name?
Oh no! He puts his hand out and he says, "It's Bran Brightwood."
Hi, Bran.
Bram.
Bran.
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 Am I stuck in a loop? What's happening? Everyone just.
Ow!
Right, it's just writing down the name Bram Bright.
Bran.
No, but with the last name, Brightwood?
Wood.
Wood. Okay, thank you. All right. Let's go find some clues, and then we'll take you up on your drinks.
All right. And if you need any introductions to any town folk, I reckon some of them are in the flagon for lunch now, but I'll see you off then. And he heads over to the Staghorn and flagon, which is a tavern. And then you're standing in town square. In one corner of the square is a black stone statue of a war stallion. And surrounding the area, there's a little floral shop. And in the distance, you see some manor houses, and you also see a bunch of ranches. And there's also the guardhouse in the town square.
All right, well, do we want to go talk to House Amakil or the farmers that sold them the cow?
Yeah, let's start at the beginning with the farmers.
Who sold the cow?
Okay. Bran can point you in the right direction.
All right, we follow his finger.
All right, so you head out of town square and head toward this ranch. The old Bedalska ranch has definitely seen better times. It now stands in disrepair with missing fence posts, and the rundown homestead is in need of more than just a few shingles. A number of men are busy at work restoring the place, while a young woman in the corral practices with her lasso. To the south of the house, there is an older woman who tends to a garden. She's dressed in very colorful robes and a head wrap.
Do you guys want to split up?
Yeah. Wait, why?
Okay, all right. Well, let's walk towards the woman on with the practicing with the horse. practicing with the rope, excuse me.
Yeah, there's actually no horses or livestock around. As you sort of make your way onto the property, the older woman actually gets up from tending to the garden, and she calls out, "Cha, my friends! How may I be of assistance?"
Hello.
We're look. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you do it. You better go.
I had some questions. We had some questions about a bull that you sold, or the cows you sold, to Bran.
And who might you be?
Just
we're his land agents.
And Riot pulls out nothing from her pocket. She's like, oh, I got an illusory script. No, different
game. Different game. We were, well, we're just some folks that are helping. He seemed really distraught about losing his cow, and we're trying to figure out why his cow might have, or his bull might have, such a taste for grapes.
Oh, you must be speaking of Bran Brightwood.
Yes. That's the one.
She nods.
Is there more than one Bran here?
Well, you didn't say
his
name.
I said Bran.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Maybe I said Braun. It's possible.
Wait, and how big is this town compared to Phandalin? Is it, like, bigger? Smaller? Phandalin only had, like, 20 people in it, so...
Yeah, Phandalin... I don't even I think Phandalin is probably on par.
Okay.
Maybe Phandalin might be slightly bigger, actually, because it does have two inns. Or, yeah. It's expanded ever since Volo came through.
No, that's right. Okay, cool. Sorry. Riot nudges Rose. Keep going. You're doing good.
Do you remember that bull?
Yes. He was my only bull. What is your name?
I'm Rose. And Rose sticks out her hand, which I realize Kat can't see.
Good to meet you. I am Omayala Hamzar, and these are my sons and daughters.
Hi, Omayala. It's good to meet you.
Likewise, ma'am.
Right, tips her head.
She nods over at you, kind of eyes you because, well, tieflings aren't necessarily out in these parts. So far, you've only seen humans.
And cows, yeah.
And cows,
hey,
yes.
The bulls have horns, too.
I'm sorry, why would you sell your only bull? That seems like wouldn't you sell cows or heifers before the bull?
Oh, we sold all of the cattle. We are changing our business.
Oh, what are you going into, if you don't mind us asking?
Well, we are from Tashalar, which is very close to Cholt, and the animals and livestock that we deal with there are very different than the ones you find here. And that is why I have sold all of my cattle, and we are importing different beasts from Cholt.
As soon as she says that, Loria sort of, like, stiffens a little bit and looks the most excited you've ever seen her look. You're from Cholt area, you said.
Indeed.
Interesting. All right.
And why is that?
Oh, I just, I've heard some interesting things about some of the animals native to that region. What kind of, specifically, animals did you say you're bringing in, if you don't mind my asking?
She smiles coyly and says, oh, that I did not say yet, and wags her finger at you. That is a surprise.
Okay, right, that's fine. Hey, what's going on here with all this work? Is there something that we're not doing anything right now? Can we help you with something?
Oh, that is very kind of you. My sons are restoring the place to its old ways. I'm tending to the garden, and my daughter, she's practicing lasso techniques.
Will that be useful for the new herd?
Yeah. Sounds like they have necks. Interesting.
Most creatures have necks, yes. But I have six sons who are taking care of business here. I do appreciate your offer of assistance, but it is not necessary. But how may I be of assistance to you?
Well,
would you like to come into my house? Perhaps have some tea?
I love tea.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
All right. So she sort of walks in, but as she does, there's a very young girl playing around in the garden. It's a vegetable garden, a cabbage garden to be specific. And she's like, she's got in one hand a wooden toy dinosaur, and the other she's pulled a leaf off of the cabbage and it's about to go into her mouth. And Omayala just goes over and snatches it out of her hand and says, "That is not for human consumption. It is fodder for animals only." And then she sort of scoops up the little girl, throws some canvas over the cabbages, and walks you back into her place. And inside, it's still a little bit run down in here, but it seems really cozy. They have a lot of Chultan tapestries and furnishings in here, and she's got some herbs hanging from her kitchen rafters, and she puts on a kettle to boil.
Riot writes down in her journal, "The animals will eat cabbages." Just puts a question mark.
Or will they?
Now you are here to assist Bran Brightwood with his cow.
We are. We're trying to understand why it was so interested in breaking out of its pen.
And why, you know, it keeps going to eat wine. Or maybe it's just, you know, eating whatever is available.
Early wine. Pre-wine.
Yeah, true. The grape wine. The grapes for wine.
Well, cows have 7 stomachs or 8 stomachs. Perhaps it becomes wine by the end.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like a hot Calvados, you know?
Definitely interested now.
We're not going to cut open the cow for wine, Rose.
Did I say that? I mean, maybe I implied that.
I followed the line.
Through 8 stomachs.
Did you?
I do not know what to say because I have not had any trouble with any of the other cows.
Okay. But he is also the only bull.
She nods. A young bull at that.
Okay.
Did you have any trouble with him before you sold him?
She sort of shrugs and then busies herself making tea. Bulls are bullheaded.
Well, was the bull living with other cattle at the time? Like, and this is the first time he's been alone?
He was relatively new to the herd.
All right.
Huh.
I love your teacups. Riot looks around. They look like they make a nice sound when you put the cup on the saucer.
Mm-hmm. So she pours up some tea for all of you.
Have you had any trouble in this town since you've moved in?
Well, she thinks for a little while and says, well, much wealth brings many enemies.
Yes. More money, more problems, right?
Right. Riot's pulling out some of the like ginger biscuits and gingerbread from their basket that was nice. Packed for them, so like they can contribute to their impromptu tea.
Oh yeah. Great idea.
Trying to butter
this
her up
is
with
very
ginger.
Hospitable of you.
Oh no, you're the one with the tea and the water. This is just some stuff that's gonna leave you parched, but it's gonna has a nice zing to it.
Well, yes, There is one family that has petitioned the Lord Warder to put an end to my business of ranching beasts other than cows and horses.
Who would that be?
They fear what they do not understand. That is the Oglintir family.
Oglintir? All right. Do you know where they live, or can you point us in their direction?
She can easily do that. It's sort of on the farther end of town, closer to the noble estates on the hills.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We should go there next, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After this delicious tea. What kind of tea? What kind of tea is it, Kat?
Something chalted. I'm gonna go with it'll be like some sort of earthy rooibos sort of tea. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's definitely different than my favorite green teas, but I like it.
Thank you for the tea.
Anytime. And she just waves at you.
Good luck with your new herd.
Much appreciated.
All right, we hustle,
and,
but...
you're going to hustle over to the Oglintir Ranch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So like I said, it's sort of nestled right beneath all of the manor houses that are on the hills. Unlike many of the simple ranches in the area that feature these really humble homesteads, the Oglintirs reside in a sprawling and rather grandiose house. The ranchers tend to elegant gray steeds and corrals, while an older man stands outside leaning against the wood fencing.
Howdy! Right, kind of waves. Rose.
As soon as
good
you
morning.
Do,
good morning.
One of the horses rears up in the corral, and the older man looks over at you, Riot, straightens up, and he says, "You're spooking my horses, Red."
Oh, sorry. Riot puts her wings down, drapes them across her body, because she had them out.
I thought only bulls reacted to the color red.
Riot does not reply.
Yeah. Neither does the man. He just sort of looks between all of you, crosses his arms, and stares.
When he does that, Lorai will pull her hood down and cross her arms over her chest and just make herself look as big as and intimidating as possible and kind of look down her nose at him.
You angling for trouble?
We just walked on this guy's land. Why are we? We're just snapping like the Jets. Hey, we'll leave soon. We just had a couple questions.
All right.
And we have a couple biscuits. She kind of holds out a little cloth bound.
Handmade by the famous Bannock brothers.
He just shakes his head. You got two questions.
All right. Okay, they huddle. All right.
We should ask him why he, what he has against the... is it Hamzar?
Hamzar, yeah.
Hamzar, yeah.
We should ask him what he has against the Hamzar family.
Okay, one.
And maybe he knows what is up with the bull if he's one of the more traditional ranching families.
All right. I'm not a big fan of that word traditional, but yeah, I get it.
One of the more long-term...
Nope. But yeah, no, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. It's the word I don't like, not you. It's the word. Yeah, okay. I feel like he's not going to be helpful in that second one. Or he might lie on the first one. Well, we're wasting daylight.
Riot, I'll be fine.
Riot, get him.
Hey, what do you have against the Hamzar family?
They hire you to come over here and, intimidate us or something?
Who's being intimidating? We're just asking questions.
I think my colleague meant to ask, hey, those Hamzars are, not great. Why, what are the things that we don't like about them again? You know, as a group? We missed the last meeting, so.
He shakes his head. They're bringing wild animals to Amphale. Giant lizards or drakes or something. All I know is it's trouble. And for my money, I do believe they have a secret backing of one of the noble houses here.
Oh. Which one?
Oh, no, no, no.
That's not our second question.
We only get two.
Oh!
I mean, it's a good one. It's a good one.
I'll give you one for free.
Oh, yes.
It ain't the Ilzimmers.
Okay.
Hold on.
Now we have to
Riot, did you bring a pen?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm writing down everything with my self-dipping pen. It's not the Ilzimmers. Okay. We'll ask someone else in town how many noble families there are.
Oh, there are a lot. Laura will lean in and tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there's a library that has a list of all of them.
God, I bet this library here has two books. We're stepping on up.
We should probably find out why it matters that it's secret backing. Like, that seems
that
important.
Seems, but... Yeah. And then we'll give him some information about, like, supply and demand and how if he has one type of animal and no one else does, demand goes up. Like, how does this, this guy not understand, like, simple, like, anyway, okay. Yeah.
I mean, we could also just go back to the Hemzars and ask them about it, but is there anything in particular we need to ask this guy?
That's the secret backing part, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why do you think it's a secret backing?
Well, how else are they going to come all the way over here from all the way over there with their cattle and being able to restore that old place and bringing all these wild beasts here?
So who backs your farm?
My family has worked on this farm for eons.
Okay, so your own backs backed it. Okay.
We have the finest Amphale greys in this entire region and provide personal mounts to nobles and travelers in the region.
I have no doubt these are some beautiful creatures. So why would you be mad if someone's bringing in a different kind of creature instead of, you know, bringing in more horses or something, and then suddenly nobody wants your horses anymore? You know, like they're flooding the market?
It's not about that. It's about the wild beasts running around.
Well...
They brought over a bull that ran amok all over the place eating grapes.
Yeah, maybe...
Were they your grapes?
What do you think they're going to do with wild animals?
I thought that bull was already here.
Yeah, good question. Also, did they not have fences at the last farm? Riot's asking the other two. Like, I feel like...
They were run-down fences.
Well, I see the problem. I see it very... Yeah. I feel like...
You don't know the state of Brand's farm, mm-hmm. but you knew that from the Hemzar farm that it was a bit run-down.
It just seems like everyone needs to update their pens and their fences, and then no one's animals will be bothering anyone else's crops.
Right? He smacks his hand down firmly on his fence and says, "This is solid as rock." Well, I guess your questions are all up.
Right, slaps her hands on it too. Yeah, it's pretty nice. Start scratching your name in it.
Riot. Riot.
Oh, sorry. It's guys.
Not while they're here.
Yep, best run along now, as your friend says.
All right, we're leaving because we want to, not because you're telling us to. They start walking away. Tell me what to do.
I didn't like him.
No, he had like a big old fence post up his butt or something. Guy didn't understand. Whatever.
Yeah, it kind of seems like he just doesn't like the Hemzars because they're bringing in something different.
Yeah, he probably hates change because he doesn't understand it or is scared. What an idiot. Sorry, I just not to draw conclusions. We should keep an open mind. All right. Shall we go to the pub? Excuse me, the pub, the tavern? Sorry, I was trying out a little accent, but...
No, let's go to the pub. I need to process all of this cow business.
All right. So you head into the town square again.
Do I also see my little buddy, my waking shrub?
Oh, he's in fertilizer heaven right now. He's still in the same pile that you left him.
Okay.
Because basically, awakened shrubs just follow whatever your commands are. So,
That's because I didn't tell him to go into that manure, but he
it took his took his little initiative.
Yeah,
over
yeah.
There.
Okay, he gets one a day. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He's over there. Right. Just
making sure he's safe. He's like mm-hmm. 1 day old, so or 31 days old, I guess technically.
Yeah, so he's still there. It probably smells really rich right now. So you head into the town square and you make your way towards the Staghorn Flagon. It is a lovely two-story building of rough-hewn stone. The windowsill planters are filled with flowers, and above the doors hangs a sign with a rearing stallion on it that looks like the statue in the town square. You head inside, and it's sort of winding down from lunch hour. There are a few people just sort of finishing up their meals. You can make your way to the bar, and the innkeeper can... set you up with some drinks if you want.
Sounds good.
Is
that
Bran there?
Sounds great.
Bran is sitting at the bar. He's looking a little bit dejected. But then he sees you walking in and sort of like perks up a little. Hopeful.
Hi.
Hey. We came in to question people here. And we're still working on it. We got it percolating. She taps Rose's head. With her finger.
mm-hmm. All good then. This is the barkeep, Arliosa. She nods over at you.
Hello.
Could I have one of your ales?
Sure thing. And she pours up the one ale that they have on tap.
Thank you.
Do you have any mead? Back there? Or cider?
Of course we do. This is not a tiny little town that doesn't service nobles and the like. So she is able to pour you up some mead.
Thank you.
And she nods over at Loraya, sort of recognizing Loraya.
Lorraine nods back and says, just a mead for me as well, please.
Sure thing. And she pours one up for you as well.
To getting the bull back. Like, right, toasts. Ding.
Yep, that sounds fantastic. Really? So, like, are you sure? Do you have fences in your yard? In your branch, Bran?
Yeah, of course. Need to keep the animals in.
How does the bull keep getting out?
Wish I knew.
What's the deal with the nobles? Is there a lot of interaction in the town with them? Or just when they apparently come to drink the same mead we're drinking?
Well, they run the town. They, the current Lord Warder is Donner Ilzimmer, and, the control of the town, it changes hands every shield meet.
How often is a shield meet? Is it every 2 years or four?
That's, shield meets every 4 years. All immediately right. After midsummer.
All right, and do they just, willingly pass control, or is there an election?
Well, he
rubs the back of his head. Truth is, I don't pay much mind to it. Most nobles, we keep to ourselves from the nobles and try to stay out of their way, because, well, you might want to do the same.
Well, wait a minute. Don't they, like, aren't they in charge of, like, taxes for the land that people are farming?
Sure they are.
Well, then wouldn't you want someone in power that's perhaps not necessarily generous, but, like, fair and doesn't up the taxes constantly?
Oh, God, well, I know I would.
Am I turning your narrative into something else, Bran?
Well, I don't reckon we have much of a choice as ranchers and farmers here. We just try to keep to ourselves. The Waterdeep, they keep sending their troublesome offspring up here, and we just, all we want is to lead our simple lives and not be bothered by them. And I gotta say, like, you do not want to mess with them nobles.
Interesting. No, we do. We do. We definitely do.
Okay. Good. That's what I thought.
Have you heard any rumors about nobles backing the Hamzars?
Oh, I reckon that's just Kosef making up stories.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, it's good to ask, get questions from a liar. All right. I wonder what... Yeah, he's got something in the game.
Can you tell us more about your bull? Like, when it first started acting up, how often it does it, etc.?
Well, I only purchased the bull...
4 nights.
4 days ago, and every night it found a way to get out of the pen, and
that's 100% Lariah, if you're wondering.
Yeah. Where exactly is your ranch located?
Oh, it's just in the midst of a bunch of other ranches, and he can point it out.
Is it surrounded by grape farms? Or does the cow have to, like, travel through a bunch of other farms to get there?
Oh, he had to travel quite a bit, quite a ways.
Where were the grapes? Were they on someone else's land?
They were on a farmer's land, but the farmer, those farms are, the landlord there is, that's House Amical, and that's surely why I got the fine.
Well, we should probably go there and see, maybe there's some sort of, like, cattle call or something that's bringing him there.
Yeah. Or maybe there's been a misunderstanding.
I like how positive you are, Rose.
Well, I mean, it seems like they're overreacting.
Or doing it on purpose. Suspicious.
Oh. Do you think they're luring the cow? Well, bull?
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's what. Yeah. I want to go investigate those grape fields.
Oh, right.
The barkeep on your way out, she kind of comes over to you and says, Did I overhear you were going to talk to some of the nobles around here?
Yes.
Yeah, probably talk at them, it seems like, but yeah.
Oh, who have you spoken to already?
Oh, gosh. I've already forgotten their names.
Well, no nobles.
No nobles yet.
We just went and talked to the Aglantir family.
Oh, I see. They're something else. They used to be the biggest bull in the pen until the Hamzars bought up that old Baldaskar ranch. Now that some competition has come around these parts, they're seeing red.
Well, I thought they had different animals, though.
Well, in the eyes of the Aglantirs, if you come in here making a bit of a fuss and commotion, then you're in their sights, afraid that's how it is with them.
Right, looks up the bartender up and down. Hey, you've been here for like a couple years, right?
Indeed.
What happened to the Badalskas?
They decided to give up ranching, went back to retire in Waterdeep.
All right. Thank you.
One word of advice. Mm-hmm. Lord Warder, he is beside himself with grief on account of his son, Malark. He's gone missing.
Malark or Malak?
Malark.
Okay.
And the Lord Warder, he hasn't been himself and hasn't been this out of sorts since his prized horse passed on. So word of advice is tread lightly there.
Okay. You're right. Do you think he'd want a Malak?
I don't know. Nobles sometimes adopt children, right? But I don't know. I mean, did Malark die? Or is there, I mean, are we going to go save a teen?
He just went up and disappeared.
Went up to a mountaintop?
Truth be told, nobody really knows. He did have a bit of a reputation for indiscretions, if you know what I mean. But nobles are nobles. They come and go as they please, and we turn the other cheek most times.
Okay. Well, we will be gentle with Lord Mordor.
Warren.
I'm sorry?
Lord Warren.
Warren, excuse me. We will be gentle with Lord Warren.
Lord Warder Ilzor, I think.
Yes, Lord Warder Ilzor. The title is just really... So in this town, they have a Lord Warder. It's a title.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Oh. I think I wrote down Warder, but it changed it to Mortar. So sorry, I've been taking notes on my iPhone. Sorry. Oh, no. All right.
All right, so you're going to go investigate the grape field?
Yeah. Or is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, is it already nighttime? Do we need to do it in the morning? Or can we still investigate?
I'm not that bad at night, you guys.
I mean, light
if we're gonna go to
maybe if it's nighttime,
a ranch, they probably turn in pretty early.
So they won't see us investigating, yeah.
Alright.
Or if they're setting traps, we can, like, catch them. catch them in the act.
I vote nighttime.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Thanks so much for listening. In case you missed our 1-year anniversary live stream back in November, we're currently running a contest on social media. Since we don't do a lot of advertising, we rely on word of mouth to help us reach new audiences. iTunes reviews are one big way to help with discoverability for our podcast. When we reach 50 reviews, we'll select a lucky winner from our followers for an amazing prize pack filled with gaming paraphernalia. Full details are available on our website, d20dames.com. You can find all our social media links there as well. And remember, we're looking for 50 written reviews, not just ratings. So get typing and help out one of your fave podcasts reach more ears. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Our theme is by Middle Essence. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.